No amount of high school instruction is going to prepare you for those hidden idioms lurking in the corners of foreign languages, waiting to embarrass and confuse you at any given moment. There are so many expressions that are impossible to translate. And now our vagabond traveler, Doug Lansky, has a new one to add to the list. Animal sounds. Here, I'll let Doug tell you about it.
When I checked into a hostel in France not long ago, I asked the reception clerk if he had an extra alarm clock I could borrow, only I couldn't remember the French word for alarm clock. This kind of thing starts that awkward travel experience when your pantomime, Pictionary, or acting skills come into play. For lack of a better idea, I said, "Cock-a-doodle-doo," and then pointed to a clock on the wall. This produced a spectacular expression of confusion on the clerk's face, which turned to worry, and for just a moment I thought he was going to call the local psychiatric clinic and have them pick me up. Then it occurred to him, possibly because of my arm flapping, that I was indeed imitating a rooster. "Ah," he finally said, speaking in French, "a rooster. The sound is like this. Cocorico." "Yes," I said, feeling like I was finally making some progress. "A rooster." "Sorry," he told me, "we don't have any roosters here." After working on my French, I began to wonder how the sound of a rooster is expressed in other countries, and for that matter, how some of the other animals might sound. So, I went to the International School in Paris, a private primary school with children from 40 different nations, and spoke with an entire class of 9 and 10-year-olds, figuring the real experts on this haven't quite hit puberty yet. Naturally, it turned out there's not just the French cocorico. There's the Spanish version. Virginia from Madrid says it's
cocorico.
Minwoo from Korea tells me it's
cocorico.
And Melinda has this Zimbabwean version.
Cocorico.
Kate from Australia led me to believe that roosters are also blessed with an Australian accent.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
In America, we use the rather abstract gribbit-gribbit. In Spain, however, a frog goes
croc, croc.
In Malaysia, Amir tells me a frog goes
croc, croc.
While in Korea, Minwoo assures me it's
kegul, kegul.
And young Katoro from Japan says it's
kero, kero, kero.
How about in place of a pig's oink, oink? The Japanese expression is
buki, buki.
In Korean, it's
kul, kul.
We might say nay, but we don't have a very descriptive sound for a horse in English. Fortunately, other countries do. In Korea, according to Minwoo, it's
ee-hee-hing.
One more time.
Ee-hee-hee-hing.
Ee-hee-hee-hing.
Yes.
In Japan, it's
ee-hee-hee-hing.
In Spain,
ee-hee-hee-hing.
Ferris from Kuwait wasn't quite sure, but offered this horse impersonation. I also thought the students might have some sounds for animals that we don't know very well. So I asked. Katoro says the Japanese cicada insect goes and Minwoo says a Korean mouse goes
chick, chick.
Kate from Australia has this imitation of a kookaburra bird noise. Amir from Malaysia said an orangutan goes like this. And Robert from Bolivia said a sloth.
A sloth doesn't make any sound.
From the International School in Paris, this is Doug Lansky for The Savvy Traveler.
And if we all spoke like animals, who needs English? Gradually we'd drop it with no...